This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The Denver District Attorney's Office is investigating how Colorado voting machine passwords ended up online. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The security breach affected machines in nearly half of the state's counties. The passwords were on a hidden tab on a spreadsheet posted on the Secretary of State's website since June. The state says the situation appears to be an accident. However, it is a felony to knowingly publish passwords or other confidential voting system information online or allow it to be published. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Scientists working to bring back the endangered black-footed ferret have some big news. Babies from a clone, CPR's Ishan Takor reports.
A black-footed ferret clone gave birth to two healthy babies called kits, federal officials say. This is the first time that a clone of an endangered species has given birth in a conservation program. There are only around 600 ferrets left in the wild or in captivity. That includes Colorado, which has the biggest captive population. Ben Novak is with Revive and Restore, a conservation group who worked on the cloning. He said scientists hope to one day genetically modify ferrets to become more resilient to diseases like the plague.
There is a working vaccine, so we have a project to turn that into an actual gene to create self-vaccinating ferrets.
The mama ferret clone, Antonia, was made with frozen cells from a ferret who died in 1988.
Housing prices in Colorado Springs fell for a third straight month. The median price of a single-family home in the Springs was $475,000 in October. That's $10,000 less than September, and actually $10,000 less than October 2023. This is CPR News and KRCC. More news from around the state on our websites, cpr.org and krcc.org.